This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Okay, you head out to the restaurant with work colleagues. You know them. You get along with them, you know, but you're not intimate with them. One of them pipes up, "We're sharing, aren't we?" And inside you think, "Oh my God, sound the alarms. I don't want Bob from IT dipping his spoon into my lunch." So you respond, "Even though you're starving, I'm not that hungry. I'll just order something small for myself." Well, when is sharing food appropriate, and is having your own meal starting to make a bit of a comeback?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
It's good to talk to you. Would you share minuscule amounts of saliva via a spoon with Bob from IT?
As someone who's on the tail end of some COVID, this is even additionally less appealing than it would have been even pre-pandemic. Look, I kind of feel I'm a vegetarian and someone who's pretty fussy in terms of I really like plain food, or, you know, food that I know what's in it. I can't imagine I get a good deal out of this share plate business. I imagine that I'm better off ordering my own meal.
I knew that that would be your answer.
I know you would have.
Isn't the whole
germaphobe and the person who likes to control what goes in her mouth, yes.
Isn't the whole point, though, of sharing being about bonding and the ability, you know, you talk over the food, you talk about it, don't you?
Oh, that part of it is great. I love the talking over the food and the, you know, theoretical breaking bread, but just don't do it with their hands.
Is sharing,
I'll break my own literal bread.
Is sharing on the way out, do you think?
Look, this is, I thought a lot of things were, you know, handshaking and cruise ships and cruise ship buffets. I thought that COVID would have killed all of those things, but slowly they've gone back into our lives. And I think that, I think share plates are probably here to stay. There are certain cuisines where it's unavoidable. You know, particularly a lot of Asian cuisines, that's just the way that you eat those meals. I think other restaurants, there's more of an inclination for the restaurant to push share plates because they're able to hike up the price of, you know, three arancini for four people, sort it out amongst yourselves. and they can get a better profit on smaller plates because you have to order a lot more of them to be full, as opposed to if you order just one dish.
What about the person who doesn't like veggies and picks out all the chicken and then leaves a plate of snow peas?
There's this. There's also this splitting of the bill at the end of the night as well, which I think adds to this complexity. Some people are perfectly happy. Let's just go, you know, 1/6, 1/4, whatever it is that there are. Then there'll be other people who say, well, hang on, I got, you know, half of a, I don't know, a half of a... I'm trying to think of some sort of food that's served in a small, I don't know, half of one of those mini slider burgers. I feel ripped off at paying for my, you know, a quarter of the bill.
I find I've got a really big appetite, and I find when I share, I tend to be more reserved. And at the end,
so you've got to eat the protein meal in the car, Warren, then go in. Yeah, preload. In the car.
That's right. Now, what is the etiquette of sharing, though? When you are, you do have people with different appetites, and then you're right, the splitting of the bill. Let's say I do go and I just think, you know, I don't care what you all think. I eat half the meal. Should I be paying more at the end?
And I think this is the difference between when you go out with friends who know you and accept you for all your eccentricities versus when you go out in, or if you make the choice of going out with people that you don't really know. And some jobs, there's going to be an element of unavoidability in doing that. But I'd like to think our friends know us well enough to know no point splitting with Lauren. She's going to have, you know, the most, you know, pasta with tomato sauce kind of thing. We want something more exotic versus an unknown quantity when you're with work colleagues or another sort of unfamiliar crowd.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about sharing food at restaurants. I went out and I had Thai on the weekend, and it was the kind of Thai you've got to share. Now, I mean, I love salted fish fried rice, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but I don't want to eat a whole bowl of it myself. Yeah. So one of the
because it's a side dish.
Yeah, and one of, and it's quite strong in flavour as well. And one of the benefits, I suppose, of sharing is I can have some of it, but I don't have to eat the whole lot. Isn't that the benefit, though? You get to experience all different sorts of, you know, meals.
Absolutely, and particularly if you're going to a restaurant you've never tried before, it's an excuse going in a group of people. It's an excuse to get to sample the whole menu or a lot of the menu, which you wouldn't do as an individual. That said, for most places I go, there's only going to be one or two things I want to eat anyway. Mm. So this doesn't screw me over. It screws over other people, Warren, in which case I don't have to care.
Okay, let me put this situation to you, Lauren. We're out for dinner with a group.
Yes.
And one person says, we're all got our separate meals and everything's going well. We're all comfortable. You've got your nice meal, you know, everything that's in it. I've got my little salted fish thing on the side. I'm happy. And someone says, would you like to try some of mine? Does that put pressure on others to offer?
Yeah, I don't really mind if someone, again, it's that intimacy thing you mentioned in your intro. For people I love and who have chosen to be in my life, help yourself. I really don't mind. I don't want any of yours. If I wanted it, I would have ordered it. But please feel free to take some of my plate. I really don't mind. I can't imagine a situation, though, with colleagues where that would feel comfortable, purely because I just don't have that kind of dynamic with them. So it would feel like we've jumped many steps in intimacy. See if there's that kind of thing happening. But that said, I just really can't imagine a scenario where I'd be agreeing to go out with my colleagues anyway, Warren. So,
Lauren, you know what? I would love it. I reckon you and I would have so much fun going out with a group of colleagues for lunch. We would be we'd be texting each other.
We'd be sitting in the car first, though, eating our snacks. And then going in and pretending to be normal people in this social situation. Excellent.
What about the idea, too, of, you know, I don't want to eat what somebody else wants to eat?
This is for me, that's the thing. I feel like there's always someone who has to look. There are plenty of people who aren't picky eaters, and then there are people who are just going to feel that they are compromising in this situation and going along with it. I have absolutely been in situations, for example, where I'll have to pick stuff off a pizza because it's just easier than arguing, and you can't order, you know, it's a situation where ordering a vegetarian or whatever on your own is not the done thing. I avoid those situations if I can, but otherwise I'm just going to pick off the salami and just, you know, chalk this up to a lesson.
Lauren, okay, one more scenario before I let you go.
Go on.
We've had our dinner, we've head out, and I've said, Lauren, let's grab an ice cream. And we've gone into the ice cream shop, and you've got a single scoop cone, I've got a single scoop cone, and so have our colleagues. And one of them says, oh, can I try yours?
Oh, Lauren, I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth. I mean, what kind of scenario are you throwing at me? I mean, Halloween was over a week ago. This is too scary for words. I mean, the only exception would obviously be if I shared bodily fluids with that person on a regular basis. Otherwise, you're talking about random colleagues in this pandemic environment, Warren. You're reckless. This isn't just not just an unpleasant thought. It's a reckless one. Oh, my.
Lauren, I'll leave you with that thought and let you go and have your dinner.
Ah, what a diet thought.
Good to chat with you.
Talk to you next week.
See you next
week. Thanks, Warren.
That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.